The troll catch for chum in Sitka Sound hit a new record on Friday, August 27th, with almost 500,000 fish, about 50,000 more than the old record set in 2013. And the fishing isn't over yet. Even more extraordinary is the turnaround in chum this year from zero to hero. June and July were bad, and then...
Early to the mid part of August, all of a sudden they just started hitting the hooks for the trollers. That's what the first indication was.
Scott Wagner is the general manager of the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, a nonprofit hatchery based in Sitka. Although NSRA is nonprofit, the payday for the fleet has been significant, especially when you add in the chum harvest from Crawfish Inlet about 20 miles to the south. 158 permit holders have been landing anywhere between 200 and 600 fish per day. At around $1.15 per pound and a 6-pound average, that totals over $4.6 million. This is the kind of volume more typical of purse seiners, whose bigger boats and large nets scoop up fish by the hundreds. Trollers are hook-and-line boats that catch salmon one at a time, and Wagner says they were doing generally better out in Sitka Sound than seiners, which concentrate their effort in the bays near the release sites. Despite the large numbers, it's still fishing, and not all gear groups saw the same success. Wagner says that gillnetters appear to have missed the boat this year.
No, unfortunately for them, they have not had a good year at Deep Inlet. Trollers are having really good interception. The few times when you have the right weather, wind conditions to push them into the inlet, they were not, you know, in the right place at the right time to catch them, and those went to the same fleet.
NSRA chum have made headlines before. In 2018, the first year of the Crawfish Inlet project, there was a return of 3.4 million fish, a staggering success rate for a release of 20 million fry just 3 years earlier. The composition of this year's big return is also mostly three-year-olds, and Wagner is unsure why. NSRA has traditionally based its forecast models on four-year-old chum. The prevailing theory on these swings in abundance is warming ocean temperatures.
You know, I think what we're seeing is the impacts of that blob, the heat wave blob that hit the Gulf 16 through 18. You know, those impacts really linger for several years, and we're just now seeing more reports that the plankton makeup in the Gulf is just now rebounded from the shift that happened during those warm years.
A striking comparison can be found in the 2020 season in Deep Inlet, when only 700,000 fish total returned on a release of 55 million fry. Even on a good run like this year's in Sitka Sound, success isn't uniform and can even be mysterious. About twice as many of the chum being caught right now are headed back to the Medvigi hatchery in Bear Cove, although less than half as many fry were released there than at Deep Inlet. The two release sites are only 12 miles apart by water. As much as is known about rearing salmon, Wagner says there's a lot of uncertainty.
There is a lot of thought process and research and science in it, but it's a giant black box out there that you dump everything into, see what comes out.
NSRA wrapped up its cost recovery fishing on August 25th, where it harvests and sells enough salmon to cover the expenses of hatchery operations. The Department of Fish and Game opened Crawfish Inlet to common property seining on August 26th, in order to minimize the straying of hatchery-produced chum into streams that already support wild stocks. Seining will remain open until September 24th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.